Emily Pilton was set on her path in life early on by her father, who is an entrepreneur, and her business-oriented mother, who stressed the importance of helping others.
I somehow ended up as a sort of perfect cross-section of the two of them, wanting to be an entrepreneur, but also having sort of a humanitarian spirit.
With degrees in architecture and product design, Pilton started to make green furniture in Chicago. She soon recognized that she wouldn't be able to make much of a living doing that, so she moved back home to the San Francisco Bay Area. She was hired by a retail clothing company as a store designer, but 3 weeks into the job, she got into a lengthy, heated group discussion about doorknobs and realized how misguided her design skills had become. She had a life-changing epiphany.
That was a moment when I made a promise to myself that from that day forward, I was only going to work on design projects that mattered, to really apply my skill set to address big social humanitarian issues.
So Pilton went to work as managing editor of Inhabitat.com, a website devoted to the future of design and its use in a socially responsible way. With Inhabitat, she had a forum where she could articulate her principles and values. As she did so, she gathered a network of like-minded colleagues. In 2008, Pilton started her own organization, Product Design Initiatives for Humanity, Habitats, Health, and Happiness. It's better known as Project H. It's a collaboration of designers, architects, and builders who also want to use design to make the world a better place.
It was really, honestly, a way for me personally to just put a stake in the ground and say, this is the moment when we're going to turn our criticism into action.
With a relatively tiny budget, Project H has gone from an idea in Pilton's head to an organization with hundreds of members around the world, 9 local chapters, and 20 completed projects, with 25 more in the works. An early project was a book of inventions Pilton compiled called Design Revolution, 100 Products That Empower People. They include such devices as adaptive eye care. The affordable eyeglasses have a syringe on each earpiece filled with a special fluid. The wearer can twist a knob to control the amount of liquid in each lens.
So as you adjust the amount of liquid in that lens, it changes the concavity of the lens and thus the prescription. Literally, you can set your own prescription in 15 seconds.
Another Pilton favorite is the Hippo Roller, which Project H helped distribute in South Africa. It's a water transport barrel designed to cut down on trips to a water source that may be as far away as 10 kilometers. It weighs about 18 kilos, and Pilton says it makes bringing up to 83 liters of water back to a village safer and more efficient.
So instead of carrying 3 gallons of water on your head, which is not just inefficient but taxing on the human body, this thing holds 22 gallons and you can push it along the ground. It has an effective weight of 40 pounds. Incredibly easy to use.
Pilton's Design Revolution was released in August, but instead of going on a traditional book tour, she decided to do something different to promote her book and her belief that good design can change the world. She packed up a vintage Airstream travel trailer with 40 inventions featured in the book, and set off on a 75-day cross-country tour. At each stop, she shows off the products and what they can do. She says it helps to be traveling in a hard-to-miss silver trailer with a bright pink stripe.
We wanted to use it as a way to bring some fun and accessibility to the content, to show up in places all around the country, primarily at design schools and high schools, to really catalyze the next generation of design thinkers and creative problem solvers.
Creative problem solving will continue even after the Design Revolution road trip ends in mid-April. The trailer will be parked in a poor rural community in North Carolina, where Project H volunteers are already working with teachers, artists, builders, and architects. Emily Pilton is making the state her organization's home for the next couple of years to focus on creating innovative designs to improve education. For VOA News, I'm Jan Sluzer in San Francisco.